This weekend, thousands of scientists will take to the streets in cities across the country to celebrate and defend their work. The March for Science was organized in the face of the Trump administration's proposal to cut billions in funding for scientific research. Among those marching will be scientists whose work is now in limbo as they wait for the budget axe to fall. EarthFix reporter Cassandra Perfita brings us one of their stories from Vancouver, Washington.
Eric Dexter pulls a giant windsock out of a plastic tub and dips it into the Columbia River.
So now we're going to catch the zooplankton samples.
He's looking for invasive species, but not the kind you usually hear about. Invasive plankton are practically invisible. They come in the ballast water of cargo ships, often from Asia. To even find these microscopic organisms, you need a plankton fishing net.
It's made out of a really, really fine fabric. The holes in it are about 75 microns, so a lot smaller than the width of human hair.
As a PhD student at Washington State University, Dexter maintains the only continuous record of Columbia River plankton. Every month, he gets a check from the Environmental Protection Agency's Star Fellowship Program. The agency pays for his living expenses and the cost of his research. But these days, he never knows whether his check is going to show up.
As far as I can tell, I'll find out if it's been canceled when my paycheck stops arriving.
He's gotten just one email from the EPA since President Donald Trump took office. It said no one knew whether his fellowship would be frozen during the grant freeze back in January. And that's the last he heard. Then, last month, a leaked document revealed details of Trump's federal budget proposal.
The only information I have is these leaked documents, those documents are pretty clear.
The administration wants to cut EPA funding by 31%, slashing a quarter of the staff and eliminating dozens of programs, including the fellowship that pays Dexter's bills.
The entire program has been slated to be deleted.
So now he waits and continues to worry that he might not have income to do his research and pay his mortgage. The people he knows who work at the EPA are living in a similar state of uncertainty.
Everybody goes to work knowing that that may be their last day at work. Everybody is afraid they could be fired at any moment.
The EPA declined an interview request and responded to questions with a statement. It says, while many in Washington insist on greater spending, the EPA is focused on great value and results. The EPA will partner with states to ensure a thoughtful approach is used to maximize every dollar to protect air, land, and water.
I think that most scientists are facing possible cuts.
Scott Black is an ecologist and the director of the Xerces Society in Portland, one of the sponsors of the March for Science.
It's making a lot of us nervous because nobody knows whether it's going to be them, whether it's going to be somebody else, whether it's going to be everybody.
He's hoping the march will push members of Congress to minimize the cuts to scientific research as lawmakers hash out the federal budget.
I don't think it's going to be as dire as is proposed. That said, it's going to be a rollback, and I think that scientists at universities, conservation organizations, scientists at any research institution are all going to feel this.
He says the war on science didn't start with the Trump administration, but the election has rallied scientists to stand up and fight for their profession.
I've never seen anything like this, and I've been doing this work for 30 years. This isn't what we normally do, is talk about how important science is, but now's the time to do it.
And so now I'll zoom in. We'll double the magnification again.
Back in his lab, and Dexter shows me an invasive plankton species that's taking over the Columbia every summer. He worries that it could wipe out the food supply for salmon. To the naked eye, it looks like a puddle of dirty water. But under a microscope,
a lot of what looked like just little bits of debris are actually little organisms. Every single organism under the microscope here is invasive.
Dexter says it's the equivalent of looking at a huge valley and seeing only invasive blackberry bushes. And it's scary, because nobody really knows the consequences of a microscopic invasion. But even scarier for Dexter is that soon there may not be any funding for scientists to study it. I'm Cassandra Profita, reporting.